Plácido Domingo is one of the most influential people in classical music ever. Played more than 140 roles during a 50-year career and conducted more than 450 operas, winning just about every award a human being can win in opera and in life. And now Maestro Domingo has a new album of solo songs and duets with some other singers whose names might surprise you.
From the snowman's.
Plácido Domingo joins us now from our studios in New York. Maestro, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
You record a song made famous by Shania Twain, From This Moment On, with Susan Boyle.
From this moment I have been blessed.
I live only for your happiness.
And for your love I keep my last breath.
You two sound good together. Inevitably, you have to reflect on the different storylines. Of course, you've been famous for 50 years. Susan Boyle, just in the past few years, and improbably so. What was it like to sing with her?
Well, it was wonderful first to discover her, you know. I mean, I know that these live television programs, sometimes I don't like the way some of the artists are treated, you know. But the talent that comes out of is no doubt great.
I give my hands to you with all my heart.
You see somebody that is completely unknown, and all of a sudden you hear this sound like an angel, and she's all around the world, from the night to the morning, popular artist.
Let me ask you about another song, if we could, on this CD. You sing a duet with your son, Plácido Domingo Jr. The song is What a Wonderful World. Let's listen to a little of this.
Oh, thank you.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying, I watch them cry.
Not a heart will be unturned by that.
Well, when you say that I hear children cry and so on, so I remember the times he was a boy, you know, and
I have to ask, like, when the extended family is together for holidays, do you two sing, like, White Christmas or Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song together or anything?
Well, I think, yes, it is quite wonderful when we have any kind of parties, and the karaoke part of the evening is quite interesting, you know.
Let me get this straight. The Plácido Domingo family sings karaoke?
Well, yes, because when we get together...
I guess you can't have a... Although I think almost any orchestra in the world would show up for your family parties, but that being said, you sing karaoke, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to have an orchestra in a party at your house. Sometimes we can have a trio or a group of mariachi, you know. I mean, I like to check myself, you know, how adequate. So I do it with the karaoke because they give you points, you know. And sometimes I realize by the points they gave me, I wouldn't make it, you know. So,
I'd appeal to the judges on that one. You, of course, are considered one of the great tenors of history. But you sing baritone roles now.
The thing is, I have done practically all the repertoire of tenors that I can. And I find myself, after 50 years singing, I find that I can still sing. And I said, well, Placido, as long as when you are singing, the opera house is full, people come, you know, and fill the theater, then you are in shape. I think it's my obligation to sing, you know. I mean, so I have picked beautiful baritone opera roles that I have either loved all my life or roles that I am learning because I am searching for it. For instance, in the case of Simon Boccanegra, it was really a dream that I will... Always I thought I will sing Boccanegra before I was retiring. I don't pretend to be a baritone. It's still myself singing, but the most I do it, I mean, is the... I'm getting the, you know, the color and the darker sound. Then little by little, who knows, it might make me a baritone one day, but in any case, I enjoy it tremendously.
Maestro, is there something on this album you'd particularly like to talk about?
It was very, really wonderful when I recorded with Harry Connick Jr. Because we have fun, you know, so, boy, how wonderful this guy sounds, you know. I mean, this is really, really a beautiful voice and a style as close as could be to Sinatra, you know.
Hey, Placido.
Hey, Harry.
What do you think of that girl over there?
She's beautiful. Let's sing for her.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving.
So lucky to be the one you want to see.
That's a great version of a great song. Were you snapping your fingers?
Yeah.
Kind of hard not to, isn't it?
How can you, I mean, control yourself?
Yeah.
Well, of course, Harry Connick Jr., like Frank Sinatra, is famed for his phrasing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know what I love in the pop singer? It is the way they delay the phrasing. And you think they are never going to get there. And back they hit it, you know. So you learn and you do it sometimes also, you know. But it's wonderful.
Time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Maestro, wonderful speaking with you.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
You can hear more songs from Placido Domingo by going to our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
I think she likes you better.